Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, you, Brand, there. We also have a sports guy on the phone. Two WGN Radio sports voices join us now to talk about what happened to the Cubs manager. I don't know if you guys heard, but Joe Maddon is not getting his contract renewed. Joe Brand, the play-by-play voice of the Kane County Cougars and our sports voice on Saturdays, is here. You also hear him pre- and post-game sometimes on the White Sox broadcast. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. We concluded the season yesterday. It's a weird feeling today, post-regular season baseball.
I heard you wrap up. You had the last words of the White Sox season on this radio station.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I didn't stumble over them too much, did I?
It was kind of, it's funny because at almost the very moment you were doing that, the Cubs broadcast was wrapping up its season as well.
Wow.
And the tone of the two voices could not have been more different, right? And I mean, God bless the Cubs and the nice people to do those games over there, but they were like, okay, we're going to, my golly, we'll come back next year. And ours was hopeful. Theirs is kind of sad. Ours was trending up. Theirs was trending down. I think both teams, I'll stop talking now, but I think both teams have a lot of potential for next year. The Cubs will be in the playoffs, if you ask me. The White Sox might just miss it, might just make it. But the feel I had from you, Joe, was more optimistic than what I was getting from Pat Hughes.
Well, that's good, because that's what I was trying to portray. I mean, even the game itself, there seemed to be a lot of excitement and more of an ending of 2019. It was more of a preview for 2020. I mean, they took Tim Anderson out of the ballgame, got a rousing standing applause.
Did they do that to preserve his winning the batting crown?
Yes, but I think he would have gotten it either way.
I hate that.
Well, you know, but at the time they pulled him, he was guaranteed already.
He was guaranteed. And you wondered over the weekend, I believe it was you guys were talking about, maybe this was Andy Mazur, but if he went 0 for 5 and LeMahieu went 4 for 4.
And at that time, DJ LeMahieu was already 0 for 2.
Okay, but would you do something extraordinary to preserve his batting crown? I don't think that's the way you get a batting title.
So you mentioned earlier, Kane County Cougars. One year we had a player fighting for the batting crown in the Midwest League, and it was kind of the same situation. Take our player being Tim Anderson, and the hitting coach told me, listen, keep an eye on the guy behind him. If he has a couple of hits, text me, and we're pulling him out of the game. This is single-A ball.
Behind him in the batting crown race.
Correct. In really? Essence, the DJ LeMahieu situation.
Okay. By the way, Kevin Powell, WGN Radio Sports. You'll hear him on with Rokan in a little while and Anna DeVlantis. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Let's just finish this conversation about the Cubs and the White Sox finishing their seasons this weekend. I want to talk about Joe Maddon, but what would you do if you were the manager? What would you do if you were the player? And maybe a lot of money's on the line. I don't know if Tim had that clause in his contract. I don't think anybody anticipated he'd vie for the batting crown this year. But, I mean, what would you do if you were the player? Would you want them to take you out so you have fewer at-bats, your batting average stays higher? Or would you want to take 5 at-bats that last day and risk losing the batting crown?
I would say if it was me, I'd probably say get all the at-bats in. It would just feel more right. But as Joe and you just put it, I think, considering the circumstances, he was going to win anyway. So I thought it was nice that he got the standing ovation.
Yeah.
And what Joe was saying, too, I think this season just gives you so much hope if you're a White Sox fan. Just kind of looking for social media yesterday as the game was coming to a close, how many fans were putting out there, this is going to be the longest offseason I can remember in a long time, because you just can't wait for spring training. You see the amount of talent. And look, what the Sox are doing is mirroring what the Cubs did, right? With Joe Maddon led this team from the end of a rebuild into a championship window, which still exists, but that's exactly what the White Sox are heading towards. And you look at the amount of talent, there's no reason to believe they won't be in a championship window, or at least contending window, for the next few years.
So let's do some of Joe Maddon's numbers. He won 94 games a year, never had a losing season with the team, got us to the playoffs, cover me on this, 4 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Put us in 3 consecutive National League Championship Series. He won the World Series for the first time in 108 years. you would look for, if you were hiring a manager, you would hire that guy. That's the guy we're saying goodbye to. He was earning $6 million a year. I don't know. This year, he earned $6 million. I don't know if we need to pay him that much going forward. Maybe we would. I don't know if that's a factor or not. Was that a factor, his salary?
No, I don't believe so at all. I'm pretty sure the main factor was just getting a different voice in the clubhouse. All the numbers you just gave, you're right, that's quite a resume. And if it were any other city, if it were any other franchise, I think it might be looked at differently. But I am a big believer of just getting a different voice. I don't think that Joe Maddon deserves a lot of the blame for this year. I think the front office has to hold a lot of the blame in the players for underperforming, but I think at some point with every reign of a good team and a good organization, a different voice is needed at times.
Is that where you are, Kevin?
I am. It's exactly where I'm at. Look, Joe Maddon goes down as a Chicago sports legend. He will get just about any managerial position he wants that is open, and maybe some teams will open a position for him, knowing that he's on the open market. He's a Chicago sports legend. He was an essential piece to the culture change that the Cubs were trying to implement 5, 6, 7 years ago when Theo and those guys showed up, and Tom Ricketts really was dedicated to changing the team from being a lovable loser to championship contender year in and year out, not just a couple years. It's an entire culture change. And Joe Maddon was an essential piece, but all those numbers you mentioned, John, and this is not taking away anything from Joe, but the players deserve most of the credit for that. The manager matter. I think for Joe Maddon, when I look back on this, to me, he was mostly a part of the culture change,
yeah,
rather than strictly wins and losses. Because you can't tell me they won 94 games because of the manager. But that's not taking anything away from Joe Maddon. That's just the way baseball works. That's why they play so many games. That's why it's constructed the way it is. He deserves a ton of credit. You look back at the early years of Joe Maddon, which wasn't all that long ago, but think about all those things he did in spring training, some of those crazy, wacky things.
Animals at the park.
That was a systematic approach to his position. And look, I like the way this all went down. Theo and Joe sat down in their hotel suite. They drank a bottle of wine. I'm sure they went back and thought about all the great memories they've built together and gave to the city of Chicago. And they shook hands and they said, you know what, it's just time. And it feels right. It just does. To like what Joe said, it's as much as he was part of that culture change because he brought in his particular voice. And
I get
and
that. But answer this, both of you. If we'd made the playoffs this year, is he still the manager next year?
It depends on how far they go. If they go to the World Series, I think so. If not, I don't think so.
How about you, Kevin?
I completely agree.
Yeah,
with what Joe said. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you go to the World Series, I don't think you can let him walk then. But I think it would have been how the playoffs played out. You know what I mean? What sort of team did they look like in the playoffs? It's too tough to say. But it just felt these past few weeks that it was trending in this direction.
What's your favorite Joe Maddon moment?
Ooh.
It can be you know, the theme day. It can be a spring training moment. It can be a decision he made in the World Series, although I'm not sure everybody loves all of those decisions. I don't remember the game, but I sure have in my mind a pitcher taken off the mound, put in left field, and then called back to
Travis
the mound.
Wood.
And I don't know if that was important or not, but I sure thought that was the quintessential Joe Maddon that made it fun to watch, right? That made it fun to watch.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if there's one particular thing that comes to mind, but I think the one thing that does come to mind is you know, being lucky enough to have been covering this team for the past 4 years and getting a chance to talk to Joe and all these guys and people. Who do you like covering the most on the Cubs? You know, if I talk to some diehard Cub fans, who's your favorite player to cover? And I would always just say Joe Maddon was my favorite person to talk to because every time he talked, it was something interesting and it felt genuine, and he's just a very easy guy to like, and I guess that's just what comes to mind, just how likable he was and how interesting it was to talk to.
Was he defensive after a loss or after a bad loss, after a stupid loss, or was he still pretty approachable, would you guys say, Joe Maddon, after the game?
I would say very approachable. I mean, there were some times where he deflected some answers and didn't want to point fingers at a certain player, but I thought he was always very approachable. I only saw him get upset a couple times here and there.
Joe, what would you say about this? His loosey-goosey attitude ultimately was part of his undoing. Culture change, sure, but maybe he was too player friendly.
Yeah, so when Kevin brings up culture change, that is so important because you remember when Joe Maddon came in 2015, all these guys were so young. I mean, Chris Bryant's rookie year was 2015 when he won the Rookie of the Year. I remember when the speculation came out that Joe Maddon was going to go to the Cubs, and this was right before the 2014 World Series started. And Major League Baseball hated this because they don't like any of those movements happening until after the World Series is all said and done. But it came out, and I believe A.J. Pierzynski said, well, yeah, you know, the sun rises and then it sets. And Joe Maddon's availability to coach or manage an up-and-coming Cubs team, that's pretty much just written in the stars. It's going to happen. That's the type of environment he brings to a young clubhouse that can be themselves. This team has grown up. Now, a lot of these guys have a few years of Major League Baseball under their belts. And the other thing is, the team and the franchise is still a tense environment about winning the World Series. But it really broke through that when they won in 2016. He was the perfect guy to ease the tension for all these young kids. The one thing, when Rajay Davis hit the game-tying home run in Game 7 of the World Series, the one thing I kept thinking of is all these young players on the field are probably thinking, wow, maybe there really is a curse. You know, maybe there is something that we can't control. Like, we just did everything we possibly could. We had this in our hands, and this guy off the bench homers off the best closer in baseball, and all of a sudden our backs are to the wall again.
And it's raining.
And, well, and then the rain came, and then the Cubs won, and everyone was happy. But again, you go back to, would Joe Maddon be the manager if the team made the playoffs this year? The team made the playoffs last year, but nobody sees it as a success.
Yeah, I didn't count that as the playoffs.
I agree. but Major League Baseball does. So in everybody's eyes, that was not a success. So it would have determined how far they went in the playoffs this year.
Can I give you my moment, John?
Yeah.
It's the way he handled Tommy La Stella. I mean that. Well, I do mean that.
What are you talking about?
Joe handled him or yeah. Theo and crew?
Well, I'm assuming the whole organization, but Joe was the one I heard from most often.
What are you talking about?
Oh, when he walked. Was it 2 years ago, you guys, when he was demoted and he didn't want to play anymore?
Oh, that's right.
Away?
So what happened then?
They welcomed him back.
He was a utility player. He was a great pinch hitter. He's actually doing well
now with another club.
Yeah. But so what happened? He walked away from the club?
Is he got sent down, and rather than send down, he
just denied doing it.
Failed to report.
And then when he was ready to come back or they needed him, they welcomed him back, and there was had a very short memory about that.
Exactly. And I think that was telling of a great organization.
312-981-7200. Call or text. Give me your favorite Joe Maddon moment. Also, guys, last 12 games we lost 10, right? Loss. Yeah. Of
nice,
the last 12
right?
games
yeah,
we lost
right. yep.
10. Damn.
Really quick, I want to say my favorite Joe Maddon moment is not when he managed the Cubs. It's when he managed Tampa Bay. He set up his lineup to the order of Tommy Tutone. Center fielder led off, shortstop batted second, left fielder batted third, 8675309.
I'm going to say 1982.
Wow. I totally forgot about that, Joe. That's a good one. I also like the story Joe tells when they won the World Series, how he had his childhood ball cap. And he always talks about how he's thinking about his dad with that. But he had it tucked into his jacket the whole game for Game 7.
And that was an Angels cap, right?
It might have been.
I think it was. And that's the other thing, John, is the Angels just fired their manager, Brad Ausmus, and that is one of the potential landing spots for Joe
Maddon. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, that's
right.
Where he'll go. Yeah. Who's going to take Joe's position, fellas? Joe, go first.
My money's on Mark Loretta.
I don't know who that is.
He's a bench coach that was hired by Theo and Jed coming into this year.
He works for the Cubs?
He does.
Has that been in all the papers, that name? We've heard of him before?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way managers have been going lately, they look more like a front office guy than somebody that the front office appoints and is with their system.
Kevin, who's going to get the job?
You guys remember that David Ross guy? His name's been thrown out there. I don't know. What do you think about David Ross, Joe? It seems like David Ross was sort of disciplinarian for these players. When they were so young, as you mentioned, Joe, when this whole thing started, he was the guy, if you didn't run out, if you made a dumb play on the base pass, he was the one who would not necessarily chew you out, but he was Grandpa Rossi, right? You know, Anthony Rizzo talks about how much he means to him. That's sort of, we've seen some boneheaded stuff this year where it was just, what are you doing? You guys are way too good for that. And David, I don't know, that's, it just sort of feels like a right fit.
Yeah, I understand, and I know fans would like that. I'm sure a lot of the players would too. I never understand when teams hire a guy that has no managerial experience.
It's happened. I don't understand that.
The Yankees are doing just fine.
The Yankees are doing just fine.
The Brewers.
Okay, I guess then any of us could be a major league manager. Get the right. I mean, I think that's a slap in the face. I think that's a slap in the face then to Joe Maddon. So what you guys are saying is Joe, it wasn't you. It was just these players, and you were there just kind of keeping everybody loose, but it really didn't matter who the manager was.
I don't think it's a slap in the face to Joe as much as it is to AAA managers and guys trying to move up in the rankings.
Oh, that's right.
That feel like they need their shot. I don't get it.
How similar or dissimilar is Maddon's departure to Joe Quenneville's?
That's a great question. And this is something that Rick Pearson and I were talking on Sunday. When Joel was exited, was there ever a Chicago head coaching change that had been more disagreed with? Maybe Ditka, but I don't even think that held as much. And I think it was just the method, the way it happened. I think this exit with Joe Maddon, like Kevin said, it was the perfect scenario. I mean, you got two sides, both in agreement, whether they were or not. They made it appear that way.
You do get the feeling Joe gets it.
I do.
He totally understands.
I think he's ready to go, too.
And maybe Q did as well.
Yeah.
Maybe Q knew as well. I mean, it was early in the season.
But
it wasn't
Quenneville
at the end.
Was fired.
He was, but go ahead, Joe, or Kevin.
Yeah, sorry. I would say with Maddon and Theo, it was very much 100% a mutual split. I think they both just kind of knew it was time. With Q, I think, too, it was such, you woke up to the news that Joe Quenneville had been fired 2 weeks into a season. Nobody really saw that coming. You know, I mean, I guess you kind of got the sense was if they didn't get it done that year.
That's it.
Then there could be a mutual split, you know, but
Well, but I think they had already made the decision that it wasn't going to happen that year. I don't know if, for instance, if the Cubs had known in May that we weren't going to be in the playoffs, and remember how good our start wasn't this year, if they would have made the decision early. They didn't then. I guess the similarity to me is both popular, very successful coaches, most successful coaches in franchise history for each of them, right?
I will say this, too, with Maddon, it's easier in baseball to debate and analyze a particular strategic move from a manager. And that, I think, for a lot of people could be frustrating. Oh, why did you take this player out? Why did you go to the bullpen this early? Why did you pinch hit this guy? Where hockey, not really, right? Maybe the most critical you can get on a daily basis or a game-by-game basis is the lineup. What kind of lineup is who's skating with who, who's skating with who? But in baseball, it's very much a play-by-play thing that I think for a lot of, you know, just in baseball in general, because you can say that guy took that pitcher out one batter too early. It's very easy to identify a moment a manager made the correct or incorrect decision. It's sometimes they make the correct decision and the results are not what you wanted. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
that,
totally.
Clearly it's time to put the left-handed pitcher in here. The guy who was batting 120 against lefties just happened to get a hold of a fastball. So it's just easier to be critical, I think, of a manager than that of a hockey coach.
It's 128. We're out of time. That's Kevin. Are you going to be on with Roe and Anna a little later on today?
In about an hour and a half. Looking forward to it. Bears and baseball and all sorts of stuff, John.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the game yesterday, so I know you guys will later this afternoon. Thanks for your time, my friend.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John.
Joe Brand is also in our studio. Thank you for visiting with us, Joe.
Thank you, John. Always happy to be here.
Last three texts are no. All three need to go. Theo, Jed, and Joe. 312 said, what will happen to Maddon's restaurant by Wrigley Field? Maddon's Post. Brenda and I walked by there yesterday.
I hear they're keeping it.
We were going to go in just to have a beer and sort of toast, you know, Joe. But so I understand that'll stay.
Because the one in Florida stayed, right? He had one in Florida.
No kidding.
Yeah,
really?
I'm pretty sure.
That.
Yep.
And 773 said, my favorite Maddon memory is him getting fired. Worst manager to ever win a World Series. Okay, that's what happens when you get the big bucks. Thanks, Joe.